This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Thank you, Joe. I'm Ian Ozan, WWL First News. Now back to Tommy Tucker on WWL AMFMN.com.
Thank you, Ian. We're joined again by Sandra Herman, president and CEO of the Celebrate Canal Coalition. And this is the third time you've been here. I think we did the math and added it up. It's a pleasure every time you come in. Good morning, and thanks for coming back.
Good morning. It's really a joyful pleasure to be with you, Tommy.
Tell me about Celebrate Canal and what it is that you all are all about.
Well, we started when we heard about Michael Hecht said to a citizen, it's going to take a citizen-led initiative to get something done on Canal Street. And so we perked up and said, with my 20 years experience in state government doing similar programs, let's see if we can manage this. So we just started putting together events. I got a good board, a staff. And New Orleans was ready for it. We were received with open arms. The media, the general public, and I just started asking around, do you remember going to Canal Street? And people are full of those memories, and they shared them with us, and we're collecting a lot of those memories. And it's just been a great experience. We did 7 public events on Canal Street. And according to data prepared by the Downtown Development District, there were an additional 100,000 more local visitors to Canal Street as a result of what we did. Our publications, our encouragement. Over a year ago, when I first looked at this, people wouldn't come to Canal Street. They would say, I'm not going down there. It's too dangerous. That's gone away. People are now coming back and enjoying. In fact, we had 2 children scavenger hunts, and the kids were running up and down Canal Street looking for scrim. We had the art displays, and the grandmas and the aunts and uncles were just excited and happy to be back on Canal Street.
How quickly Scrim disappears from memory because he's been behaving himself, right?
Right, and he appeared the other day at an event.
Did he?
And he was calm, so we're happy to see he's finally settled down.
You have an interesting story, Sandra. Tell me about how you came to be involved with this.
I was attending a meeting where Michael Hecht was the speaker. And he was all excited about what was going to happen in the year with the Super Bowl and the funds coming in. And when he finished, he was all excited. And he said, are there any questions? And a lady said, well, what are we going to do about Canal Street? And he was crestfallen. He said, it's going to take a citizen-led initiative to get something done. And so I'm sitting there. I've been in New Orleans now 17 years. I had 20 years in state government putting together lots of initiatives like this. I designed the Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism and ran that. And then I managed an $83 million program for the Atchafalaya Basin. And built projects, dozens of projects, in every parish in the eight parishes around the Atchafalaya. And so I know how to get this kind of project going. I know how to build public support. I know how to build the enthusiasm. And I said, let me give it a try. So we formed, we founded Celebrate Canal. August 14th is our first date last year. And we decided that we're going to bring the public back to Canal Street and then in the process say to them, this is the most important initiative we have going to get this street revitalized and built back up where it will attract outside investors. And the way to do that, we have to come up with a plan. We have to have the vision that will sell the people around the country. There's enough money out there to do everything you want to do on Canal Street. And they're spending it in other cities that are doing things like this. Our trip to Tampa, we just took, opened my eyes to see what is truly possible. They have revitalized in 10 years, have increased their downtown population by 177%.
Wow.
While the past few years, we are losing population, a steep decline. And with fewer people paying taxes, you don't have the income to run the city as well. We're facing budget crunches, and you don't have the big corporations coming in to pay those taxes. So the plan that we have come up with is the answer to all of it.
What is that plan, and what does it look like?
Okay, so over the past year, while we were building the support among the people and among public officials, organizations, and everybody, we were studying all of the previous plans, and there have been quite a few plans about Canal Street. And we took the best of those, but we decided what we wanted to do is divide this into three different areas. We have the area nearest the river, and those blocks, 400 to the river. And in those blocks, we already have Canal Place. Mm-hmm. Of course, the casino is there. You've got the aquarium and Four Seasons. But on the 400 block on one side is just empty lots and low income, souvenir shop, that kind of thing. So that whole area there can be developed into a wonderful higher-end retail area, as well as perhaps a seven-story hotel, but the bottom floor retail. Gail, we talked to her marketing manager. She wants to open a retail store for Saints and
Gail
Pelicans.
Benson. Gail Benson,
yeah. Mm-hmm. On Canal Street. Apple is interested, and we also are looking at Zara's to open a store there. So that would take care of that area. Now, that all of that, in addition to having, of course, over the whole thing is going to be a street beautification, but we'll talk about that. So the other end, which starts with the Lowe's Theater, Children's Theater. We're looking at Disney to do some attractions based on the locally inspired Princess and the Frog there. And all of that area we're calling the Family District.
So we're talking about from the Sanger almost to?
Yes, to Claiborne.
Rampart to
Claiborne.
Claiborne to?
No, from the Sanger to Claiborne.
To Claiborne, I got you. Okay,
yes.
All right.
And part of that overlaps the bio-innovation area. And we talked to Andy Copeland, and he said, if you come up with a project in that area, we can give you money. So we're looking at a children's science and discovery museum in that area, which would fit in with the bio-innovation area. But family attractions in that part. And then in the center, we're talking about blocks 1100 to 1600. Those are the basic historic blocks. And what's needed there, I know you're out in this area all the time. Mm-hmm. Many of the buildings are still going strong and still doing well. But there are a lot of the stores that are decaying, falling down. They're not attractive to higher-end tenants. So we're looking at a tenant improvement fund for that area. And what we would do is we would go in and we would redo the facades and do interior painting and replacing or upgrading the plumbing and utilities. So when Downtown Development District shows it to a potential tenant, they don't open the door and say, oh, my God, I'd have to spend a fortune just to get this building in shape. So that would help them attract the higher-end tenants. And so then, on top of all of that, a wonderful new streetscape with sidewalks, greenery, storm drainage protection. Now, how do we pay for that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my friend Jeff Landry, who's the governor, has made some big investments in the incentive area. He's giving $600 million to Hyundai in Donaldsonville. He's giving up to $1 billion in Richland Parish, which is where my maternal family farm is up there,
mm-hmm.
For that big Meta plant. And so we started doing research, and there happens to be $2.7 billion. First of all, there's a $1.7 billion fund for disaster relief for hurricanes. You can't touch that, of course. But there is a $2.7 billion fund that can only be spent for construction projects. It can't help the operating funds for New Orleans or any other area. Only construction dollars. So we've put together this package, and we've talked to investors and developers, and we're going to say, let's build 10 major projects in the River Inn and the Family District Inn, big new $100 million, $200 million projects. And for each one of those, we'll put up the first $20 million. That's like saying you're going to buy a house and somebody gives you 20% down payment. You still have to have the plan.
Right.
You still have to put together your packaging. You still have to go and get your financing together to do this project. But with us putting up the first 20%, maybe even have them have a $200 million project, that makes it easier for local financing to occur. And we want these projects to all start building around the same time, because we need critical mass to get the outside investors and developers in. One project at a time takes decades, and you know it doesn't generate the buzz and the critical mass that these big developers
synergy,
want to see.
Right? You're talking about synergy pretty much, right?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Now, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. We're talking to Sandra Herman, the president and CEO of the Celebrate Canal Coalition, about the plans for Canal Street. If y'all have any questions or comments, text them in 504-260-1870. I'll pass them along. We come back. Tommy Tucker, WWL. It is 9:26. We're talking to Sandra Herman, president and CEO of the Celebrate Canal Coalition, about revitalizing Canal Street. We spoke first, I think it was last December 13th, and then we spoke again in July, and we continue to kind of monitor this because I think it's very, very important what happens to Canal Street. Sandra, as we talked off the air about it being the perception of it being so much safer, somebody says it sounds wonderful to do all the improvements on Canal Street, but it all comes to safety. But there is no safety concern on Canal Street, really, is there?
Not anymore. We have people coming back to Canal Street that haven't been in years. And so we have lots of event. Every event we have is a location on Canal Street, open to the public. And we have crowds turning out. Our most recent quarterly meeting, we had 102 people at the Astor Crown Royal, and people are saying, "Well, you know, we just haven't." And we had a scavenger hunt with New Orleans Magazine, and the winner visited all 27 spots, and she got up and spoke at our quarterly meeting about what a joy it was to go into each one of these venues. And she bought something or ate something or, you know, did whatever was required there to win the $1,000 prize that she won. But she and her family, and we had other families that entered that and took pictures. One of the things said, take a picture with a Rubenstein. And I called to say, is that all right? Because there's always one of y'all there. Mm-hmm. And so each person that entered had a different Rubenstein standing next to them, and it was fun. But, you know, just getting people used to coming back to our wonderful Canal Street has been a joy. So,
how important is it that you stop attrition? Because we talked about Palace Cafe, we talked about Adler's. You certainly don't want to lose what's there now, but you do need to attract more. And it seems as though you need to both reintroduce Canal Street to people that live here, and you need to introduce it to people from outside to get that investment and that critical mass, right?
Yes. We just saying we're going to build one project will not get the big investors. And believe me, and Michael Hecht has said this several times, there's enough money out there to redo Canal Street. We just have to have the vision and the plan and the projects and the incentives to get the big players in. And I forgot to mention that we hope to have a luxury condo tower in the River End because we need young people, all ages, really, to come live there. And can you imagine living next to Canal Place, across from the casino and near the aquarium? That would be wonderful. On the other end, the family district end, down by Canal, down by Claiborne, there's an old New Orleans motel building that's vacant. That could be developed into family living, you know, for workers that work on Canal Street. But there are just so many possibilities. Once we, and we're meeting with, by the way, we're meeting with the state to talk about this. You know, the big projects in Donaldsonville and Richland Parish will affect and improve the regional areas where they are. A whole new Canal Street will have a ripple effect, a dramatic impact on not just New Orleans, but all of Louisiana, because Canal Street is internationally known. Can you imagine announcing to the media, New York Times and people around the world, a whole new Canal Street is going to be here with family attractions and new restaurants and new, it will be an easy thing to do. We have already met with property owners who would be happy to put together packages to build the kind of family-oriented venues that we're looking for.
So it would seem like if you want all of this to happen at one time, you have to have the plan together, right?
Yes.
You can't have this might be there, this might be there. It just seems to me a Herculean task to try to put all of that together with the vision of this is what we'd like to see, this is what could be here, and then like a Rubik's Cube, put all of that together with the financing. So because somebody's got to go first, right? And somebody, take me through that part of it.
Okay. I think if we, first of all, get the author, what we're talking about here is $260 million, which that sounds like a lot of money, but to revitalize Canal Street, it's really not a lot of money. So you would have $200 million going into these 10 major projects at $20 million each. And then you would have to the tenant improvement fund, which would be $10 million. You could do 50 of stores at $200,000 each. And you'd have a whole new look to the historic area. All those buildings that are decaying would be brought up to look new. And then the whole new streetscape from the river to Claiborne would be $50 million. So for a really relatively small amount of $260 million, but just knowing that the funding is there, if the authorization is there, then big players can come in, because then they don't have to say, will the money be there? And we wouldn't ask for the funding until we actually had the first two projects. We're already talking to property owners in the River District end to do the projects that we're trying to put together. And if we can announce those two details and get those plans ready, you can start with those two. And then the others say, oh, this is going to happen. You've got two big plans going right there. You know, you groundbreaking announcements, packages, funding, ironclad. Funding would be sent through Greater New Orleans Foundation. We have an agreement with them to be the financial manager, and invoices would be paid that relate just directly to these projects. So that's how you would control the financing. And then start on the family district end, meeting with Disney and trying to get something. You know, they have they're going to go around, a traveling exhibit that is going to start in March of next year.
Disney is?
Disney, mm-hmm. Of the Princess and Frog.
Okay.
A traveling exhibit. And it's based on locally, as you know, Leah Chase, a very popular movie.
So you would be talking about a gift shop or a themed restaurant or what?
At the end of the movie, she has, I don't know if you've seen it, she has her Palace Cafe, Tiana's Palace Cafe, mm-hmm. there. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have maybe talk Dickie Brennan into doing it down there.
Right down if the street, yeah.
But what we're saying is we want, these investors would need to know that they're in a cluster of big projects. You're not taking on a project on your own and trying to make it go. You're in line with a lot of other big developers. And that's the way you ensure success is to have it in a group.
I'm looking at the some of the things along the family attractions and living district, also the river shopping district. Affordable housing is part of this, right? You mentioned that already?
Affordable housing, yes, would be in the family district end, yes.
And that's for people that would work in the area.
Well, or any. There could be more than one. There's a lot of room in that district. The family district, the blocks there.
So I guess I'm trying to get a handle on this coming to fruition and how this could actually happen. It all starts with the money and the tax credits being available?
It starts with meeting with the state, which we're going to do. We have the meeting set up. And seeing if we can ask what we need to do. We've had positive reactions from them so far. What we need to do to secure just authorization, not the funding, just the authorization, because a new canal street is going to benefit all of Louisiana. And so once we get that authorization, we can start putting the packages together.
Authorization comes first, then you design the package, then you go and find the people that are interested in doing this?
No, you have the people that are interested in doing it, putting the packages together. So we already have here in New Orleans several developers and investors that are looking for projects.
Okay.
Right now, actively looking for projects.
That go along with these districts?
That will go along with this.
Okay.
Yes. And so once we say we've got the incentive funding, you put the packages together. We're working with private equity funds who are used to doing this kind of stacking, they call it, from different investors to get it going. And once you do it, you first one, it has the ripple effect of getting everybody involved.
How much of a detriment is what's there now to your plans, or is it?
I don't think there is a detriment that can't be fixed. we are not going into the historic area to build any projects. Those buildings are already there. And I think once we start doing these huge projects on the River End and the Family District End, and we fix up the buildings in the center and then talk about the streetscape, it's going to take a life of its own. We don't know the end all. Once we get it going, the best ideas are going to come forward. The people with the big money and the big ideas will come. We don't have to have the whole final plan. We just have to have two big major projects kickstarting it. And that we're almost ready to go with the private property owners, with the financing packages. So just getting the authorization from the state saying we believe this. And I'm happy that I worked with Jeff Landry when I was doing the $83 million project for the state. And so he knows my capability and what I can do. And I'm, you know, I compliment him on his economic development plans. He's trying to move the state forward. But New Orleans is the economic engine for the state. And Canal Street is the front door. It is the public face of New Orleans and the state. And we this is critical for us to do to get Louisiana back on the upswing, to get people to move here, to live here. Right now it looks sad, but we have to, this will be a big boost for everyone to start getting excited about Louisiana again.
I want to see it happen. We'll talk about timelines. We come back 9:31, 21 till 10, talking about Canal Street redevelopment. Celebrate Canal Coalition. Sandra Herman, our guest, president and CEO. Time for traffic now on WWL. Let's talk about the next step to get some of this to happen, because everything I'm hearing sounds just wonderful and great, but how do you actually get it to happen? And do, can you plot this against a timeline at this time or not really, or does it all depend on this falling into place with that and that?
Well, we need the public. The public in New Orleans, the public officials, organizations, everyone needs to be strongly in favor of this. So we are going around meeting with anyone who will hear us, Kiwanis clubs, the large to the small, even meeting with people in their living rooms with cookies. And you know,
really?
Yeah, just telling everybody we need this. We need this to happen. Because if New Orleans is united, there's no fussing and fighting over who gets the money and what's the plan and I prefer this over that. Just saying, united, let's go get this. The governor needs to know it. And I'm happy that I have a relationship with him going years back. And once he says yes, I don't mind, if need be, traveling around the state to get support from, I've done that before, because this is really critical. And you know what makes it, we already have the bones to do this. I mean, we have what many cities are envious of. We have this history. We have the buildings there. We've got the view. We've just let it go down. And just with a little love and really a small amount of incentive funding, we can kickstart this and get the big players in here. Every time we have a Super Bowl, the NFL leadership says New Orleans has so much potential. It's just not being answered. You know, we're just not taking. And I think we almost have a defeatist attitude. That won't work. That's been tried. But this is going to work. This will work. It can work. And it's possible. And we want to do it quickly. The faster, the better. We'd like in 5 years to have some projects underway, big projects underway.
Have you gotten any pushback from anybody on
no,
this?
Not a single person says, no, this, you know, don't do this. Every person we've talked to, every public official says, keep going, keep doing this. We need this. So I imagine some people might show up to say no, but every...
But it could, because it seems, Sandra, to me, I don't mean to interrupt you, but it seems like there's something for everybody in here.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much, right?
Enjoying your coffee, yes.
Oh, that's all right. That's good.
Yes,
yeah, Jordan makes a mean cup of coffee, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, he does.
You should try his waffles. On Thursday, he makes waffles. Come in. You'll enjoy those.
We'll have to come back
yeah,
for that.
Absolutely. No, but seriously, where were we? We were talking about the...
Something for everybody.
Something for everybody. Yeah, it would seem as though there is something for everybody here.
Yes.
So, you're talking about 5 years. Let me go back a step. When I think of Canal Street, I think of storefronts, and I think of maybe some T-shirt shops and some other things that are less than desirable. No offense to the people that own those properties, but there are also buildings on top of that, right? So what happens to the buildings on top of that? I'm trying to wrap my head around that.
You mean the upper floors?
Right, the upper
yes.
floors, right.
A lot has been accomplished in the past few years. The Mayfair consolidated a group of buildings and had a hotel on the upper floors there. Rubenstein's did that. They are taking advantage of tax credits. And in the back of this, we list all of the tax credits that are available mm-hmm. for that. So I think that is going to take a life of its own. Once we improve these properties and get those back into market, and you will see the less desirable T-shirt, and they're going to convert to higher end uses once there's a demand for it, and once we've improved those areas.
Because you improve the surrounding areas,
yes.
and then it'll make that property so desirable that the T-shirt shops want to be able to afford to be there, right?
Right.
That's what we're thinking.
Right. You know, for example, we did a building in Morgan City downtown on their main street. And once we did that, all the owners around there upgraded their facility. It just happens that way. You start it and it takes off. And that's what we need to do. We need for people to believe that it's going to happen and get on the bus with us.
Are there any plans to attract people downtown at Canal Street? Like, I know you had the scavenger hunt, and I think you did the windows last year.
We did. We did seven major public events. We had a champagne stroll with Chamber of Commerce and Downtown Development District, and we had 200 people show up for that. And then we did two children scavenger hunts that had great turnouts. We've invited people down. Art and architecture tour. We did a Taste of Canal, mm-hmm. where we started in Caesars under the champagne area bar. We had champagne. Then we went to Emeralds. There and had our first entree, and then we crossed the street to Brasa and had the main entree and dessert, and people were having such a good time that we had to kind of push them to leave where they were to go to the next stop. So we have to figure that out. But you know, we're bringing people back. There's a sense of excitement everywhere we go. People come up and say, "Love what you're doing on Canal Street." But we want this to be adopted by everybody. So it's going to happen.
If people that are listening right now want to get involved, want to find out more about it, how do they do it?
Go to CelebrateCanal.com and follow us on our social media, Canal Street NOLA. And we're on Instagram. We're on all of those social media platforms.
And you want people to share their memories as well, right?
Yes, yes, on our website.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in, Sandra Herman. I appreciate it. I hope we talk to you again in 6 months, and I hope maybe something will have moved by then,
definitely will. Thank you,
I hope
Tommy.
So. Thank you. You bet. Sandra Herman, President and CEO, Celebrate Canal Coalition. Go to just Google Celebrate Canal is all you have to do, really, and you can find them all over social media. And share your memories. They'd like to hear them. We'll take a break. Come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.